This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, has a review of a new reissue featuring the late George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra. Zell was one of the last of a breed of European-born conductors who were known for their almost tyrannical style. But in his 24 years with Cleveland, he made it one of the foremost orchestras in the country. This new recording has inspired Lloyd to reassess his opinion of Zell.
I've never been a fan of George Zell, the late conductor of the Cleveland Orchestra who died in 1970. He certainly got a brilliant sound out of that orchestra, a precision and beauty that one can still hear in its playing today. But there was something tight-lipped about his music-making, rigid, inexpressive, mincing, and dry. CBS has been reissuing Zell records in its budget Great Performances series on CD, and the cleaned-up sound helps me understand more of the claims made by people who liked his live performances. The delicacy, if not the warmth, of his conducting on the famous set of Beethoven piano concertos he did with Leon Fleischer holds up better than I would have expected. And Fleischer, who can no longer play this repertoire because he can't rely on his right hand, gives one of the most radiantly complex piano performances ever recorded. CBS has just reissued a Zell record I never heard or heard of when it was originally released. And along with the Beethoven concertos, it's forcing me to revise my attitude towards Zell. Or at least, it's making me willing to listen to all his old records again. It's Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante for violin, viola, and orchestra, one of his most enchanting and ambitious works. He wrote it when he was 23 and coming into his full maturity. It's a concerto for two solo instruments, something like a Baroque concerto grosso, except that Mozart stretches the form to its most symphonic limits. It's a brilliant work. In fact, Mozart wants the viola strings to be tuned a half tone higher to intensify that brilliance. But it also gets to be mysteriously deep, not only in its sublime central slow movement, but also in the large-scale structure of its fast movements. Here's the opening section.
Thank you.
The soloists for Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante are Cleveland Orchestra violist Abraham Skernick and violinist Raphael Druyan, one of the unsung great musicians of our time. After Zell's death, when his principal guest conductor, Pierre Boulez, became music director of the New York Philharmonic, he insisted Druyan come with him as concertmaster. This 1964 Zell performance works because of its elegance, its refined classicism and restraint. It's not as exhilarating as the famous 1933 Hamilton Hardy recording with Lionel Tertis, who is probably the greatest viola player of this century. Nor is it as profound, or probing, or giving as the great 1951 Pablo Casals performance with Isaac Stern and William Primrose. The Casals slow movement is over 2 minutes longer than Zell's. Nor does the Mozart clarinet concerto that completes this Zell disc approach the expansive and piercing performance by Sir Thomas Beecham with clarinetist Jack Brimer, which has just been reissued on an Angel CD. Still, these Zell recordings are eloquent versions of a legitimate musical style. It's good to know them, and I never thought I'd say that about anything by Zell.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He reviewed a new reissue of George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra playing Mozart on the CBS Masterworks label.